You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of KSL at Night. Remember, if you want to get breaking news from KSL News Radio, just text the word breaking, not B-R-A-K-I-N-G, like stopping your car, but breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, to 57500. I did that about a month or so ago, Adam, and I get these interesting updates and texts from
KSL great,
all
the
time. Yeah, it keeps you in the news. I actually like it quite a bit. Speaking of which, let's go to the latest Trump trial before the weekend. We've been watching this trial, and you asked an interesting question during the break about where he sits with all of his trials. So there was a civil trial in New York about a month or so ago where he was. And first of all, there was the other trial where he sort of sexually assaulted a reporter, and she sued him, and she got $75 million.
That was a civil case.
And then there was the New York case where the New York Attorney General prosecuted him civilly. Prosecute probably isn't the right word, but brought an action against him and the Trump Organization for inflating the value of their real estate and their holdings so that they could get better rates on loans and insurance and things like that. The judge held against him in that one as well. That's the one that he got like a $450 million judgment. Those are civil.
And he can't do business in New York.
Right. And he's appealing that. So right now he's doing business. He also, while he's appealing that, it's been interesting because he owes right now $450 million. And under the law in America, if you're appealing a civil judgment, you typically have to post a bond so that you're on the hook for the judgment. And he couldn't.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's like a. It's kind of like a bail bond or an insurance policy.
Sure.
You say, look, I owe you, let's say you sue me and you get a judgment against me for $100,000. I'm appealing it, but you don't want me to just be off the hook because right in the meantime, I owe the money. So I go to a bond company or an insurance company and I say, look, I need a $100,000 guarantee. I'll give you 10% or whatever. I'll buy it. And then they're on the hook for that $100,000 if in case the appeal goes north or south. I'm still on the hook ultimately for it. But it's your good faith signing on saying I am responsible for that until this appeal is
done. So he had to do that on $400 million.
Yeah, although he couldn't.
Okay.
He couldn't. So
he couldn't find an insurance company or someone
that would post the bond. So the judge agreed that if he posted a $150 million bond, about a third of what he owed, that he could do that. So that case went that way. Now we've got his first and actually the nation's first criminal trial involving a former president.
This is a big deal.
No, this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. And this is the Stormy Daniels hush money trial. And the issue here, Adam, is this. Whether or not he, and this actually occurred before he was president, because I'm digressing a little bit again.
I think context is important, especially for me. You got to keep all the trials straight. So context is key here.
Because he's argued in some of his cases that he has immunity, that is presidential immunity. You know, government
officials. If I'm the president, then it's not wrong. As long as I'm acting as the president, I can do what I want.
Kind of. If you think about just government officials in general or law enforcement, they can shoot people as long as it's in the course of their work. So they're immune. They have governmental immunity. Otherwise, they get in trouble for,
everything.
Yeah, things that they wreck their car or they do something like that. That's not the best example, but we do understand in our country governmental immunity. And at the highest level, there's presidential immunity. So you wouldn't want a president to, let's say, order the assassination of a political rival and then later get charged with murder because that's part of what you're doing. It's part of what is part of your presidential duty. So he's argued immunity.
Well, I would want to see him put in prison if someone ordered the killing of their presidential rival, even though you're acting as president.
Right.
That seems bad.
Well, and that wasn't a good example. Let's say it's just
some terrorist
or something like that. Somebody that's a problem and you'd say, well, wait a minute, let me give you a better example. He's argued that his conduct on the January 6th insurrection should have been.
Okay.
He should have had presidential immunity because even though it happened January 6th, he had lost the election, but he was still president. Biden hadn't been sworn in. And he was instructing others to, you know, contact election clerks. He was trying to get his vice president not to certify the election. He was doing things that, looking back, were clearly wrong. But what he's saying is, look, at the time I was the president, I was trying to preserve the Constitution. I was trying to preserve the election. I thought that it was fraudulent. I thought the election was wrong, and I was doing what I thought I should be doing as president to preserve the integrity of that election. Turns out I was wrong, but that doesn't mean I'm a criminal.
Right.
So
in this case is different because—
Because he wasn't president
he
yet.
He wasn't president
yet. He was running for president. He had a couple of skeletons in his closet, not the least of which was Stormy Daniels. There was another woman who was, I forget her name, but she was a Playboy model. And he would work with this editor from the National Enquirer. His name was David Pecker. And he would do what they called a sort of a catch and kill. He would buy a story and you would think, oh, the National Enquirer is going to put it on the front page. But he bought the rights to the story and then he would bury it. So that no one ever knew about it. You know what I mean?
If you got money, that's a pretty brilliant move.
Then so Trump's like, this is great. You know, let's buy these stories. He gets these information. And it was a catch and kill or, you know, buy and hide or whatever they call it. But they later learned about it. And Stormy Daniels was paid something in the range of $130,000 to keep quiet about an alleged affair that she had with Trump before he was president. And at the issue in that case, Adam, is this: did he do that to keep it away from his wife, or did he do that to keep it away from the electorate? In other words, he's running for president, and is he doing that as a to defraud the voters? Does that make sense?
And what type of money do you use for that? Do you use your personal money? Do you use Trump organization right. money? Do you use campaign funds for that?
And that's even a better question, because he used ostensibly, arguably, campaign funds. And worse than that, he paid them to his lawyer, this Cohen, who's just
a dirtbag.
Let's face it. He's a bad guy. Disbarred, disgraced, convicted felon lawyer. But he made the money look like it was going to attorney's fees when it clearly wasn't. And so that's another part.
So you're writing that off as a business expense?
Right, yeah. Well, Cohen, I'm paying him $35,000 a month to give me legal advice. You know, I need a client like that. But Cohen's really not putting it in his attorney trust account. He's funneling it to this porn star to keep her quiet as a part of probably a non-disclosure or confidentiality agreement or something like that.
Sure.
So,
well, in a big deal today in the trial happening right now, Hope Hicks,
right,
his former press secretary or communications director to Donald Trump, was testifying on the stand today. And there was actually a call, I think, that was played yesterday that was Hope Hicks and Cohen talking about these hush money payments. And he recorded them.
Right.
His own attorney.
Trump's lawyer records them. Right. So the purpose of the government playing that tape before we talk about its legitimacy is to show that because Trump's saying, hey, I don't know, I got these business people, they're writing checks and they're paying my attorney's fees.
And sometimes it's a fair argument. You have a huge organization.
Absolutely.
How do you know what your underlings are always doing?
So these recordings tend to show that he was very active in it. Like, let's get this. We got to bury this story, whatever they're trying to say. So, yeah. You asked another question. We've only got a few seconds left. How is it that Cohen, a lawyer,
How
can
is that admissible?
Record his client? Because you think there's very few things more sacrosanct in my world,
right,
than the attorney-client relationship.
All that stuff I've told you, Greg, off the air.
That's
I want
right.
that
yeah,
to
I'll
stay
never,
between
I'll
us.
Never, it's between you and I. Well, there's something called the crime fraud exception, which says that if you're talking to your lawyer about a fraud or a crime, that's not part of the attorney-client relationship. So that came in. I'm sure there are going to be some appellate issues on that. Breaking news with the former press secretary who testified today against him. That's big stuff, too. So you'll be interested to follow that. We're going to talk about a not-so-close friend of Trump, Mitt Romney, after the next break, and an interesting story involving a dog. Stay with us.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. through this week. Come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.